a prayer for peace in one of the regions that needs it the most. The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem presided over the Christmas Midnight Mass in Bethlehem's Nativity Church. Christmas Eve is the event Bethlehem looks forward to all year long, as celebrations attract Christians from all over the world to the traditional birthplace of Jesus. But this season was 3 years in the making. Festivities were limited for the past 2 years due to COVID-19 lockdowns.
There is a good turnout and tourism is picking up. The table behind me has customers from Turkey and others came from Ukraine, so there are people coming.
The Palestinian Tourism Ministry says that the sector is recovering with more than 500,000 tourists visiting Bethlehem in 2022.
A really nice atmosphere and we feel at home and it's the spirit of Christmas.
Compared to more than 3.5 million tourists who visited Palestine in 2019, this year the number of foreign tourists is just shy of 1 million. This is not the boost small shop owners were hoping for.
For me, if you want to talk about last year, was much better than this year. Last year I had a lot of work on the Arab who lives in the north of Palestine, like the people who lives in Nazareth and Tiberia area, and these people, they came in big numbers because the borders were closed.
Out of the 900 Palestinian Christians in Gaza, Israeli authorities only granted 600 of them permits to leave to Bethlehem.
One person will be granted a permit, but two others of the same family won't. They always leave someone out, so what happens is that the family ends up not travelling.
With more than 220 Palestinians killed by Israeli forces this year, Palestinians are reminded that they remain under Israel's occupation.
People here say they try to seize any opportunity to celebrate. They live under Israel's military occupation and tell us they don't have much to do but to pray for peace. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the Occupied West Bank.